Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shleimah Ochol Yisrael, in particular Hanani Shmuel Lippa Ben Sharna Leia, and all those looking for their Basheret should find it quickly, should find him or her quickly. Rav Rabba, the second paragraph of Birchos Kriya Shema, preceding Shema, the bracha that captures the love, the affection of God to the Jewish people, captured or reflected through the gift of Torah. We're up to the sentence, V'ho'er einenu b'soresecha, v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvosecha. We ask Hashem to enlighten our eyes with Torah, and v'dabek libenu, that our heart cling or stick, that it be glued to mitzvos. V'yached levavenu, what just happened to libenu? Moment ago was v'dabek libenu, let our heart cling, and now v'yached, it is levavenu, our two hearts. How many hearts do we have? What does it mean v'yached, to unify the multiple hearts? And what should they be unified for? Li'avo li'ira, to love and to have awe, not of you, God, but Eshmecha, your name. So a lot of things to unfold, a lot of questions to unpack in this very, very beautiful sentence. So the first thing is, the Afla, in his Ponim Yafos, explains that this sentence in Avar Abba is the perfect introduction to Shema, and in fact is talking about Shema. V'ha'ereinenu means, open our eyes, let us be enlightened to what Shema means. V'davik libeinu b'mitzvosecha. Mitzvosecha, which mitzvah should we cling to? The mitzvah of Shema. So let us understand what we're saying. By understanding what we're about to say, let our heart cling to your mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Shema. V'yachid levavenu li'avo li'ira. And let us succeed in reciting Shema in a way that promotes and that builds our ava, our love for you, and our awe of you. So the Ponim Yafos, the Afla, says that this sentence, V'hareinenu, is not talking in the abstract. It's not talking broadly. It's speaking specifically. It is preceding, it's introducing the mitzvah of Shema, and it's introducing the mitzvah of Shema, the only part of davening, which is Doraisa, which is biblical. It's introducing it with a tefillah. In other words, we're davening before we daven. We're offering a tefillah before we say Shema. V'hareinenu, we understand it. V'davik libeinu mitzvah secha, that we fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, and v'yachid levavenu, that saying Shema is successful in its goal, which is li'avo li'ira shemecha, to feel a greater sense of awe and a greater sense of love for you. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Pashas Kisavo, says when we see the words einenu, it should trigger, einenu is a reminder. The eine ha'eda, who are the eyes of the people? They are the Rabbanim, the leaders, the Zakenim, and that's whom we're davening for. V'ha'er einenu b'sorasecha, the einenu are the eine ha'eda, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Pashas Kisavo, that v'ha'er einenu is not even talking about our eyes. It's a tefillah that those to whom we turn to, those that we look to enlighten, to inspire, to set us on fire, that they succeed, and that they are articulate, they're passionate, and in fact, that they're able to inspire and to motivate us. Perhaps you can understand v'ha'er einenu. Why is the word v'ha'er, specifically the verb to lighten, to enlighten our eyes with Torah? The Gemara Megillah tells us, ora zu Torah. When we see la'idim ha'isa ora v'simcha, ora is Torah. The root of the word Torah is or. Torah is what illuminates the world. Torah lights it up. The Ramchal in his Mesilas Yesharim describes a very, very beautiful, powerful, and a critically important insight. He says, learning and living Torah will not make problems go away. We know that empirically. There are people who are outstanding, extraordinary in their knowledge of Torah and their observance of Torah, and it doesn't mean that there's no illness, infertility, loneliness, that there aren't challenges. Living a life of faith to Torah doesn't mean that we won't face nisyonos, that we won't face tests. The Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lotzatzur, Mesilas Yesharim, gives an analogy. He says, you know, if you walk in a room, and the room is dark, the lights are off, and you're trying to make it from where you are to the other side of the room. If there's furniture in the room, you're going to trip, you're going to fall, you're going to stub your toe, you're going to hurt yourself. If you turn the light on in the room, it doesn't eliminate the furniture, the obstacles, the pitfalls. But now, because the light is on, now you know how to navigate them. Now you know how to create a route to make it from where you are to where you want to go. And that's the role that Torah plays in our life. Torah does not make problems go away. Torah does not prevent problems from arising. We're all human, and the human condition is to face these challenges. What Torah does is, it turns the light on. That's the Ramchal based on a pasuk in Tehillim. We're walking in darkness. Toshas Choshech Vilayla. The Olam Hazeh is similar to a dark place. This world is a place that's dark. We have temptation, we have distraction, we have tests. And it's as if we're trying to navigate around a world in the dark. But we've been gifted, we've been granted access to the light switch. And we turn the light on by learning and living Torah. And when the light goes on, it doesn't make the obstacles go away. But now we have the power, now we have the tools to navigate them. Torah, Ora, Zutorah, the root of Torah is Or, it illuminates. And that's our tefillah before Shema. V'ha'er einenu besorasecha. Enlighten our eyes. Let us see clearly. Let your Torah be the flashlight. Let your Torah be the light switch. Let it illuminate the dark world we're trying to navigate so that we can go where we are trying to go. Rav Hirsch writes, Yachid Levavenu refers to a personal union, joining together and becoming one. The Yachid Levavenu li'ava li'yira. We have this yearning, this longing. If Torah, if we've illuminated the world, if we understand how to navigate it, then we can draw close and then we can connect. I'll leave you with this question that we'll pick up next time. In the previous sentence, we asked Hashem for help. Lilmud Lamed, Lishmor Lasos Lakayim. And only now do we get to li'ava li'yira. So is there something significant of that order? That only now do we get to Lava Liyira. I'll give you a hint. Is it possible you were Lilmud Alamid Lishmur Lasos Lakayim and you've not yet arrived at Ava and Yira that you still have to daven for it? What does that tell us about all those things? Don't necessarily lead to what we daven for now. Pick up with it next.